Howard, a question from the audience about how do I know whether or not the surgeon that I'm considering, a community surgeon, for example, should be removing hepatic mets in my patient or should send them to a tertiary center?
I think it's important that these patients be seen by hepatic surgeons who do this not infrequently. And the average community surgeon will not do many hepatic resections. So I would argue that this is something for the major centers. And I think there are admittedly self-serving data from the academic centers or the major centers, but cases that are done at high-volume centers get much better results than others.
Any patient, or what about patients with, you know, one or two lesions that look like it's going to be easier?
I mean, I would argue that at least my surgeons tell me there's no such thing as an easy hepatic resection. And I also think there's a lot to be said for what you encounter when you get in the operating room, sampling the nodes, making the right judgment. So again, I firmly believe these cases should be done by people who really do them often.
One final question that was asked, Alan, about the possibility of integrating RFA plus surgery.
Well, we do that not infrequently. If we can render somebody disease-free where you have a major right hepatic lobe resected and you have a little pitzel in the left lobe, we do that not infrequently.